Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Young mom Katrina Gilbert says this was one of the hardest moments of her life.
Brooklyn looked at me this morning in the car and she said, "Mommy, you need help." And I was like, "I know I do."
It's also one of the most moving moments in a new HBO documentary, Paycheck to Paycheck, The Life and Times of Katrina Gilbert. It's part of a Maria Shriver multimedia project, The Shriver Report, A Woman's Nation Pushes Back from the Brink. The documentaries and wider reporting in the project attempt to portray the plight of 42 million women in America who are living in poverty or teetering on the brink, a third of them mothers of young children. The numbers say one in three women in America has a story to tell about surviving poverty or keeping it at bay. Katrina Gilbert's story begins with the fact that she is a single mom of three in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Katrina and one of the film's directors, Sherry Cookson, talked to us about the harrowing realities for a woman facing poverty alone on an income of $9.63 an hour and a paycheck of only $650 every 2 weeks.
You have to pay your rent. You have to pay your electric bill. You have to have gas in your car. You have to pay the daycare. Your phone, it can wait. Don't like for it to wait because it's the only thing you have. Kids get sick. Someone's got to get a hold of you. So the phone can wait. We never had cable.
What about cookies for dessert?
No extras. No extras. The kids ask for a candy bar. I can't buy that right now, you know. At points in my life, you know, it was feed them and I wouldn't eat.
So, Sherry, why did Katrina represent a story emblematic of the mission of this entire series that you're involved with on HBO?
We wanted to be able to follow very intimately the story of one woman so that we could really understand how all the daily things when she's living on the brink of poverty and how they all come together. And when we met Katrina, we met her through the daycare center, Chambliss Center for Children, which is, we heard about it, it was a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year facility where women could receive subsidized care for their children, and so they can work whatever shifts they have to work. So we met Katrina there and immediately felt like her genuine, brave self, and that would be touching to an audience, and we could take them on her journey.
Katrina, is the Chambliss Center that Sherry refers to here the center of your community, your sense of family right now?
I think so, yes. If it wasn't for them, then I couldn't work. And I don't know where I would be. I don't know where the kids and I would be. Because I wouldn't be able to afford daycare.
What's it like there? What do your kids think it is? Is it home away from home? Is it camp? Is it school?
All of the above. Because they do so much. They have tennis courts. They have dance classes. They have tons of playgrounds. It's just lots of fun activities for them.
Let's talk a little bit about your job. You are
a certified nursing assistant.
Certified nursing assistant. You work in a facility for the elderly.
Yes.
Let's hear a little bit about, you know, the moment of a typical day in the life of Katrina Gilbert.
Hey, Mr. Behringer, are you done?
Yes, I am.
You are? You had it all?
Yeah, I put it all away.
Like always. I lift your feet. There you go.
There you go, bud.
So there you are, very tenderly dealing with Mr. Behringer.
Yes.
And you take care of many elderly people in the course of a day. How do you maintain your sense of compassion for them when you are so clearly struggling economically moment to moment?
Well, I leave my struggles away from work. Like some people that I work with that have seen the film, they've come to me and they've been like, "I didn't know that you were actually struggling that much." When I come to work, I take care of my residents. I care for them. I love them. And they're like family to me. I see them every day. I care for them every day.
So how much is this film, do you think, a story of poverty or a story of overcoming?
I do think it's both those things, the struggle and the determination to somehow rise above it, and the trap of sort of getting caught in these circumstances where the money is just so tight that there's always going to be something that's going to come along that's going to make it impossible to move to that next step.
What was the toughest moment in the film that when you see it, you go back to, oh boy, we almost lost all the marbles there?
When the school denied me my financial aid and I couldn't go, that broke me down.
Still does.
Well, not as of last night. They gave me a full scholarship to college.
HBO did?
No, it's Chattanooga.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what is school going to mean?
Hope. A way out. Stability. Get a better paying job.
What's the dream? You want to be an RN, LPN, even beyond that, administrator?
I'm thinking more of a business type setting. Marketing, advertising, something along those lines. So it's more stable, first shift, Monday through Friday.
How tempted were you watching this unfold to just basically toss, you know, $3,000 on the HBO expense docket and just funnel that to your subject as opposed to sitting there watching her go through these struggles?
I mean, when you're making a documentary film, you know that what you get, you want it to come in a pure kind of a way and not in a way that you feel like, you know, you're paying to get that material. And sometimes when I was making the film, I started thinking about rich and poor and how different things were rich in your life and different things were poor in your life. And, you know, being myself a woman with two kids, and I was out making the film, and I started thinking a lot about the fact that my husband was home with the kids so I could work. And if I didn't have him, I wouldn't be a documentary filmmaker. And if I wasn't a documentary filmmaker, I wouldn't have a profession. If I didn't have a profession, I might not have a paycheck. And so all of the things that you went through all of the time with your kids and the choices that you were making, and I just felt them so deeply, and it changed me. I mean, you were a gift to me, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
What's the hardest question one of your kids ever asked about the way you guys live?
They've asked, like, in the trailer, like, why can't we move? Why do we have to be, you know, in this small place where they have no room to actually play or anything because it's so small?
What do you hope they say about you when they're all grown up?
I hope they say that they're proud of me and that they realize what I've done for them. I hope they're proud of me.
Katrina Gilbert, subject of the new HBO documentary Paycheck to Paycheck, and Shari Cookson, one of the film's directors. Paycheck to Paycheck debuts tonight on HBO. How does Katrina Gilbert's experience compare with your economic reality? Chris from Columbia, South Carolina says, I get paid twice a month. I try to live simply, yet I cannot afford necessary things. Need a better car, need home repairs, can't get sick because missing one check will send me spiraling into deep debt. I only wish I could get a lump sum to get out of debt, then possibly I could breathe. What would give you breathing room? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or visit us at thetakeaway.org. You can see some video reporting from the Miami Herald's terrific investigation on child welfare in the state of Florida, which we also discussed this hour. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.